Constitutional Amendment 1 would give an appointed official control of a statewide school district. That would mean more influence for Governor Nathan Deal and for future leaders in his position. The Opportunity School District Amendment would also add to the many legal and indirect powers of the governor's office. The vote is a rare test of whether Georgians want to give their governor more control. WABE's Johnny Kaufman reports.
One way to really grasp the power of Georgia's governorship, go back to the 1980s. That's when State Representative Larry Walker visited a Macon fairgrounds during a hog show.
It was dirty and dusty and had two faucets and a muddy place to wash 100 pigs.
Walker decided Georgians needed a better facility to show animals, and he started to chase money at the state capitol. Eventually, the mud pit became a national hub for agriculture. Walker brought to his Middle Georgia district the $25 million Georgia National Fairgrounds. To make it happen, the longtime lawmaker relied on support from then-Governor Joe Frank Harris.
I made it my business to get along with governors. I think that's important. I think it was important for my people. And I had a good relationship with all the governors, frankly.
Important because governors write and control the budget. If a lawmaker wants a big piece of it, they better get along with the governor.
The rules of the game are set up in a way that doesn't necessarily make them equal players.
Bill Harder studies governors at American University. He says Georgia's governor works all year, but legislators are part
of a huge amount of work to do and very limited resources, time being one of them.
Harder says lawmakers can only tweak the $24 billion budget, leaving the governor to set the agenda for the state.
Oftentimes that'll translate into efficiency and having a more consistent policy approach.
For decades in Georgia, that's meant a balanced budget, good credit, and attracting business, but also accusations of corruption and bad oversight. The power of the office can be traced back to 1974 and George Busby. Here's a political ad from the time.
Elect a workhorse for governor September 3rd, George Busby.
Busby won that race. Back then, governors could only serve one term. But 4 years later, voters liked Busby so much, they said he and future governors could serve another term for a total of 8 years. Melvin Hill, who worked in the legislature during the Busby administration, says Georgians trusted the outgoing governor with more time.
A governor with 8 years in office has more power than a governor with 4 years in office. Just, you know, it's just cut and dry.
Not only does a governor get more time to craft policy and master the budget, in 8 years they can flood agencies and commissions with friends and allies. The governor appoints members of everything from the Board of Ethics to the Board of Architects and Interior Designers. The governor also appoints many judges. Sarah Tatanchi says after 8 years and hundreds of appointments, the state's courts begin to reflect the values of the governor. She's executive director of the Southern Center for Human Rights.
If a governor wants to make a certain policy goal happen, they can appoint judges that would steer them in that direction.
Current Governor Nathan Deal says there are enough checks and balances in state government.
Power is very diffused in the state of Georgia.
Deal points to the Opportunity School District, now on the ballot, which would give the governor influence over some schools. He says before it even got to voters, it needed a supermajority in the legislature.
That means that you had to get two-thirds of the House and the Senate to put those measures on the ballot in the first place.
And Deal faces another hurdle to his education reform. Georgia's more than 100,000 public school teachers. Their votes and influence are credited with keeping Governor Roy Barnes from re-election in 2002 after he tried his own reform. And William Perry says the vote on Amendment 1 could be a test of the governor's influence. Perry is founder of Georgia Ethics Watchdogs.
If that fails, it really shows that when it comes to the people of this state, the governor is not that powerful.
In recent polls, only about a third of Georgians said they'd support Amendment 1. The rest of the voters were either opposed or had no opinion. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.